Trump and protesters upset over immigration raids there are facing off. Our CBS reporters describe the smell of pepper spray in the air. Trump is blaming Governor Gavin Newsom and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass and his predecessor for the violent outbursts.
Well, we're going to have troops everywhere. We're not going to let this happen to our country. We're not going to let our country be torn apart like it was under Biden.
BBC's Carl Nassman says the protests have spread to the 101 freeway.
Police officers, California Highway Patrol down below on 101 and then above those demonstrators. And I think the worry is going to be for the police officers that are still here. The worry is going to be that this could continue to spiral and maybe get even a bit more chaotic. More objects being thrown down from above and some explosions.
Los Angeles Police Chief Jim McDonnell has a message for the protesters demonstrating over ICE raids.
The Los Angeles Police Department does not participate in or coordinate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement on civil immigration enforcement. We've said this over and over again, and I can't stress it enough for the people in our community who have high levels of anxiety about this issue.
In Washington, House Speaker Mike Johnson is fighting back against criticism the Republican budget bill will add to the deficit, telling ABC's This Week.
The CBO is arguing that if we extend and make permanent existing tax cuts, that's going to add to the deficit. What we're doing in this bill is cutting $1.6 trillion of spending. It is government spending that creates the deficits. We're going to reduce the deficit.
Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar is trying to defeat the bill in the Senate.
All we need is four Republicans to stand up against what Josh Hawley calls immoral Medicaid cuts. Just four of them. All we need is four Republicans to stand up against these food assistance that throws millions of people, veterans, seniors, kids.
Klobuchar on CBS's Face the Nation. Nicole Scherzinger won a leading actor award at the Tonys tonight.
I am so honored to be recognized alongside these exceptional warrior women in this category. I want to thank all of you all so much. This is going to go really fast for making this little Hawaiian, Ukrainian, Filipino girl's dream come true. So proud to represent.
The Tonys from CBS. Many Happy Endings, a rom-com musical about a pair of androids, won Best New Musical. Succession star Sarah Snook took home the trophy for leading actress. That was for a play called The Picture of Dorian Gray. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Another checkup? Why are so many people getting puppies?
Dr. Kim's veterinary office is littered with cuteness.
We are booked solid for weeks, but who can say no to a puppy, right? Oh, good boy.
She needs to find extra vet techs to get those pups some extra love.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, candidates can find it easier, so you can hire easier. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed. From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
A new study evaluates the safety of skincare regimens for children that are popular on TikTok.
The Northwestern University study, published in Pediatrics, found the 25 most viewed videos on TikTok, created by those under 18 while the research was conducted, included an average of 11 potentially irritating active ingredients in regimens for young girls. Study co-author, dermatologist Dr. Molly Hales.
Even among the youngest creators who were down to age 7, these people were using multiple potentially irritating ingredients and products on their skin at once.
The study says the regimens are pricey, often don't include sunscreen, and offer little to no benefit. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Lilo and Stitch topped the domestic box office charts for a third weekend. Studio estimates say the film added $32.5 million from theaters in the U.S. and Canada. Second place went to John Wick's spinoff, Ballerina. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather, I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, breezy at times with a few showers and even a couple of rumbles of thunder. Low tonight, mid-50s. High tomorrow, warming up to the mid-60s. On Tuesday, sunshine returns, temps heat up into the mid-70s. It's 60 right now.
Time for peace. From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Just as it's heaving, Lord have mercy, I'm burning a hole. Now you won't look in my direction.
On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded. It's much too crowded. Oh, yeah. So crowded. Too crowded.
Got caught in the rush hour. This fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
News and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Then what would I say? I would say what's on my mind.
without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
You'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
She will stay, my little runaway, run, 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 run.
curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Headlight is shining through the window, lets me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. See the paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Red boat, make you happy in my little red boat. the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Go take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Oh, I'll pass it to my wife.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Darkness has fallen over Los Angeles, with all of the downtown area now declared an unlawful assembly area by Los Angeles police. This as protests, some of them violent, have continued over immigration raids there. Lori Perez of CBS News Los Angeles reports police have cleared the overpass of a major traffic artery.
The overpass over the 101, it's completely empty now. A wave of police officers really moved in, both on foot and the mounted police officers, and just pushed with no hesitation. Those troublemakers who were standing over the freeway, they pushed them away from the freeway. Pushed